Okay, we're going. We're going forward. Okay, we're on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph at the two dots, about 12 lines down. Okay, Miho Ish Asher Oras Isha B'chulei. So now we're talking about who engaged a woman. Okay, we're going to get into the where do we learn it from? Tana Rabban, we've got a brisa. It says Asher Oras, the one who engaged. Echad Amares, whether it's somebody who engages as a basula, and she's a basula, I mean, this is the first marriage and first time. But Echad Amares, Esel Mana, even he marries somebody who's already been married before. Echad Shomeres Yavam, even Shomeres Yavam, and this is the bride we saw earlier. Vafilu Chamisha Achin, even if there's five brothers, Umeis Echad Mehem, Bemilchoma, and one of them died in the war, Kulon Choizrin. They go, all of them go back, because each one could be potentially call her his wife. It says, now, a drasha similar to that before, it says, lo lokach, meaning, I didn't say lo lokach, I actually said lo lokcha. I mean, he could have said lo lokach, and it's the same as drasha before, by the fact that added on an extra hey, it's coming to exclude something. What's it coming to exclude? Prat la almona la kohen gadol, right? A widow to a kohen gadol, which is an aveira. Grusha v'chalutza la kohen hedyot. Right, a divorced woman or a woman who's had chalitza to a kohen hedyot, that's also an aveira. Mamzeres, or nesina liyisrael. Okay, a mamzeres, she shouldn't marry these two guys. Or nesina, sorry, she shouldn't marry Israel. Or bas Israel, she shouldn't marry a lo mamzer, a lo nosin. Okay, now, end of brisa. Now, we had similar as we had earlier. So we said over here, basically, because it said lo loka, and then it could have said lo loka, but it said lo loka, it's coming to basically exclude people, marriages in sin. Yeah, so lema, let's say, de loka Rebbe Yossi Aglili. This brisa seems not going according to Rebbe Yossi Aglili, which we're going to see, which is the next Mishnah. To e Rebbe Yossi Aglili, if it's Rebbe Yossi Aglili, ha Omar, he said the following, this is a quote of the Mishnah. So it says the person who's scared and has got a soft heart. So what's he scared of? So Zeh Hamis Yore, this is somebody who's scared, me Averus, from the Averus, Shubayado, that are in his hand. End of quote. So we see over here that according to Rabbi Yossi Galili, that's Dafka who's getting off from the war, because he's scared he's got Averus, and it's not going to go so well for him in the war, so he can go home. So this seems to be saying the opposite, because you're saying over here with somebody who married this woman, yeah, cannot go home. So says the Gemara, Afilu Tema Rabbi Yossi Aglili. You can even say that is going actually like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and we'll explain. Could a rabba. So the point is that basically, like we did before, we're going to say really it wasn't an Aveira over here. Even though he married somebody he shouldn't have, it's not an Aveira. How is that? So you'll see. So I'm a rabba. Rabba says, Le'oilom Einu Chayev. So let's say this is talking about, example, a Kohen Gadol to Almona, right? So he's not Chayav, meaning he didn't transgress the Aveira, ad Shivol, until Shin is a prefix. Shivol means have relations. There's no Aveira. There's no Aveira. Right. Unless you say it could be, which we're going to see actually coming up, that's probably going to be tomorrow, though. There's a difference between an Avera Drabon and an Avera Deraisa. Maybe, I mean, it could be that it's Osa, but it depends on the opinions. But we'll see. But the point is that the transgression on the Torah level, which we're going to see now. So, Matam. So, what's the reason? Yeah? Because it says, Lo Yikach. It says, Lo Yikach. An Almona should not take a widow. Yeah? But it says over here, Mishum Lo Yichalel. Cohen. Yeah, but the only, what's that?
Cohen shouldn't take a widow.
I understand, but if the reason, it's only talking about Cohen Gadol for a. Only on. What's that? No, the same note, if you look at, you know, I'll read Rashi after this, so you'll see why. No, because we're just trying to prove from the Pesukim, so the Pesukim and Mamzer Israel's posher that it's not a problem. Rashi speaks out. Because over here, the question is when it says don't, right? It says lo yikach means don't engage them. So when it says don't engage, that means sounds like the prohibition is actually engaging them. But then it carries on. If you carry reading the posuk, it says lo yichalel, right? Which let me read it in. It says lo yikach. Why shouldn't you yikach? Why shouldn't you engage her? because of mishum lo yichalel, because you shouldn't profane her. So what happens if no, it's not true, because a Kohen Gadol who has relations with an almana, this almana now becomes a chalala, but that he's not affected. It's a bit whatever. So the only prohibition is when there comes a chilul, something becomes profaned. So an almana who marries a Kohen Gadol becomes profaned through that relations, meaning she could now not marry a Kohen, a normal Kohen. I mean, a normal woman, right? So if she has, let's say she had a part-time job as a zoner, okay? So now she can't marry a Kohen. She's her kedusha is nischalel from the kahuna. So even in this case, so if she had relations with the Kohen Gadol, which she shouldn't have done, yeah? So now she becomes a chalala, and now she's not allowed even to marry a normal Kohen, because he profaned her. And the result of that, let's say they had a kid, that kid would not be a kosher Kohen, it would be a halal.
Mata,
what do you
think?
So I'm going to read it in Rashi, you'll understand it better, if you keep right. So, Mishum hachi, eino loike. I'm just going to finish this the sentence though, yeah? Mishum hachi, because of this, which we don't understand, Gil doesn't understand. Yeah, Eino Loike is not whipped, as parents were saying, this is about the whipping, al Shivol, until he has relations.
I understand that.
I'm gonna read the Rashi over here, so you should because it says Kudurabba. You see where it says Kudurabba? Found the Rashi over there? It's about 10-12 lines down. On the left side, yes. Sorry for not Kudurabba. Right? The Omar. Ain Aveira, there is no sin the Kedushin. There's no sin in actually just engaging her. Ad Shivol, until he actually has relations with her. Shiyovi, that he will bring. Oyes Isha, no, Yovi Zoro, meaning his descendants. Or Es Isha, or the woman, Lidei Chilul, that she becomes profaned. Okay, now here's Ari's case. Umamzeres unasina, a mamzeres and unasina, ain avera begedushin. There's no avera in the kedushin itself, right? Because deloksiv ba, I suppose, it doesn't write with her with regards to her lo yikach. It doesn't say lo yikach. It doesn't even say that the prohibition is engaging, right? Ella, what does it say? Lo yavoi. Lo yavo means don't have relations. What do we call relations? Relations is bia, right? It says don't have relations with such a woman. Below tischatein, and you shouldn't do a chasna, which is right, is nisuin, not erusin. So that's a no-brainer, says Rabba. Yeah, we know there's no problem of just engaging a mamzeres, and also right. That's good. Yeah. Aval, almona, kesivba with almona, which was right. It says with her lo yikach, you should not engage her. So therefore, I would think the prohibition means just engaging her, right? But kicha heine kedushin, what I just said, and kicha is kedushin, right? The itzurich the rabba, that's why we need rabba, delo tema, that you shouldn't say mikedushin from the kedushin itself. Avodle Issa, he did the Issa. Meaning basically the Havamina from the Pesukim, because it says Lo Yikach, you would think that the prohibition is to engage her. So therefore we'd already transgress. But if you carry on reading the Pesukim, it says the Lo Yichalel, means don't take in the event that you're going to profane something. What you're going to profane? You're going to profane either the woman or the descendants. That's the whole thing. In a Kohen doesn't get profaned. It's kind of funny. Right, he causes someone else to be profaned. If he has a prohibited relationship, he does not profane. It doesn't affect him. Yeah, only affects. No. That's a din de rabbanon though. That's a din de rabbanon. That's not a din de Torah. Or maybe it's a thing that he's not allowed to work in the Beis Hamikdash. I don't know. But, yeah, but he's not. Yeah, he doesn't. I mean, if he divorced, it'd be okay. Once someone's a halal, they're always a halala, right? If a woman has one night, she has a relationship with the wrong person, she can never marry a Kohen again. Right? Kohen's reversal. Yeah, it's Kohen's reversal. So over here, so Rabbi's coming to tell you that the whole prohibition of engaging over here is because in the event that you will have relations. So over here, we're talking about a case in our Mishnah, yeah, in the Braisa, should I say, also the Mishnah, that he didn't have relations. Right, so since he didn't have relations, he didn't transgress the Aveira, meaning the proper Aveira. Yeah, so therefore, he would, right, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he would not go back because he didn't do Aveira. Right? Yeah, so we say, but he's not going to go back for the marriage either. Right, because he's, it's an Aveira because it says, what was the word? Lot, right? Lot, because it says lot ka. Okay.
So what does it mean?
So let me go back. Yeah, I'll read it again now. I think it's easy. Yeah, right. I'll go for it. Quite lame. Look, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. You find the place. But it's not like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So let's say de Rabbi Yossi Aglili. If it's like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Omar, he says, Yoreva rach alevav. Okay, if you do Averis, you can go home because you don't want to. Okay, you know. So this seems it's not going like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, right? Afilu, we've got new members. Afilu Tema, even if you're going to tell me, yeah, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it's like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Could a rabbi, because I'll explain, like Rabbi said, right? To Omar Rabbi, Le'oilom Einu Chayev, right? As the parent says, it's Malkus. It's not Chayev Malkus, meaning for having a prohibited relationship. Ad sheyivol until he actually has relations with a woman, meaning they had a whole chasna, and but you're still not going to whip him until he actually has relations. What matam? What is the reason? Right? It says lo yikach. Oh, that it says lo yikach, what you're going to think means kedushin, yeah. But what's the reason you shouldn't do kedushin? Is because of mishum lo yichalel, that you shouldn't come to profane something, either her or the kid, yeah. Mishum hachi, because of this. Yeah, I mean, we see it's the chilul aspect. Eino loike, he's not going to get whipped ad sheyivol until he actually has relations with her. Okay, we didn't do so much. Do you want to go on or not? You got to go, okay? We'll stop. We're going to stop.